Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. New Line Cinema, an AOL Time Warner Company. Columbia Pictures and New Line Cinema present a Happy Madison production. In association with Out of the Blue Entertainment. Mr. Deeds. Flying through clouds over dramatic snow-covered mountains, then with an elderly white-bearded climber, Preston Blake, chairman of Blake Media.
Folks at home, here I am 100 yards from the top of Mount Everest. Yet there's a part of me that can't wait to end this silly vacation and get back to work where the real challenges await.
Shouldn't you take your age into consideration, sir? After all, you're 82 years old.
Am I 82? These numbers mean nothing to me. My journey through life has just begun.
Sir, Uta tells me the storm's getting worse.
Very, very bad.
We must abandon our ascent and proceed down the mountain immediately.
We're so very close to the top, Mr. Puffy Jacket Man.
I'm heading down now, sir. I advise you to do the same.
All right, so be it. See you at the staff meeting on Monday. And I'll bring the Krispy Kreme.
Preston takes his pickaxe and starts climbing to the summit while the others hurry down. 3 hours later, he's dead, frozen to the rock at the very summit with a mad grin. In Times Square.
There once again the sad footage we've been watching all day. A beloved visionary who turned a single radio station into a global media empire. Preston Blake, dead at 82. More after this.
A helicopter winches him off the summit.
Watching the Blake Broadcasting Network.
The stock of Blake Media, the parent company of this network, plunged this morning on the news of Blake's death. It bounced back after a statement by Blake's longtime number two, Chuck Cedar.
And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't save Preston Blake from becoming a human popsicle. And sources indicate that Blake, who was single and had no children, did not leave a will. So who inherits Blake's 49% stake in the company's stock, valued at $40 billion? We'll discuss that with people close to Preston Blake, including his longtime barber, on tomorrow's Inside Access. Until then, I'm Mac McGrath. Are we clear?
Yeah.
Babe! Where's Babe?
I'm gonna come over there and I'm gonna choke you to death. I gotta go.
Freaking barber. That's the best you could get me, huh?
People tell everything to their barbers, Mac. I mean, he's been his closest confidant for more than 20 years.
Hey, I'm not putting this guy on the air. You get me something better and you get it quick.
Or it's your ass.
An impressive wood-paneled conference room.
Did we find this air yet?
We should be getting that information via fax any minute now. I have lawyers looking through birth records in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Guam. In fact, we have a little pool going. Guam's paying off at 1,000 to 1.
Is this a joke to you? Some genetic lottery winner now controls the fate of this company.
No, I agree. It's troubling.
Troubling? Your beard is troubling. Your pipe is troubling. Your yellow teeth are really troubling. But if I lose control of this company, it'll be catastrophic.
He goes to the fax machine and reads the printout.
Does anyone know a Dr. Mendelsohn? Congratulations, you have a spastic colon.
That would explain a lot.
This time, the whole board walk over to a different machine, which prints out a sheet of A4 with Longfellow Deeds, Mandrake Falls, New Hampshire, in large, bold print.
Longfellow Deeds.
The bearded man and his boss are in a helicopter.
Chuck, I think we're there.
My God, it's all green.
The chopper lands in a field, scaring the cows.
Wow, look at that thing! Oh, oh, fighter pilot on your left! Oh, oh, God, I've got that sucker!
The man, wearing a woolly hat and body warmer, climbs down off his lifeguard's chair and goes to meet the two men who have just landed at Mandrake Falls Airport.
You You guys lost?
We're looking for somebody. Longfellow Deeds.
Wow, is that Deeds' first name?
Well, if the Deeds you're referring to is Longfellow Deeds, then yes, that is Deeds' first name.
Well, I don't know Deeds' first name. Maybe it's Greg.
Maybe it's Longfellow.
Maybe, but I don't know. I know another guy named Greg. You want me to call him up?
No, thank you. Please. Just tell us where Deeds lives.
All right, don't get all hyperactive on me, buddy. I'll take you straight to him.
They pull up in town outside Deeds' pizza and go inside.
He lives at a pizzeria?
You can't live in a pizzeria. He lives upstairs. He owns it.
Excuse me. Is Mr. Deeds around?
No, I'm sorry. He's out making deliveries. The regular delivery guy called in sick. But you don't look too sick to me, Murph.
Oh, I forgot I was faking sick today. You two tricked me into coming here.
Murph, put on an apron. Give me a hand.
You guys played me like a fiddle. Touché.
Is Mrs. Deeds around?
Mrs. Deeds? I don't think that poor boy ever had a date.
You know when he'll be back?
Oh, well, he'll be back before lunch is out. Today's card day.
Card day?
Deeds writes greeting cards. Every Monday, he tries out a few, and then he chooses one and sends it to one of the big card companies. Now, he hasn't sold any yet, but he will. You guys need anything else here?
To my sweetheart. I love you completely with all my soul. Without you, I'm nothing, a butterless roll.
That's good.
You like that, gentlemen? Hallmark said it showed some potential, which is pretty cool.
Longfellow Deeds?
Just call me Deeds, pal. Easy with that Longfellow stuff.
Chuck Seder, CEO, Cecil Anderson, General Counsel, Lake Media.
Hey, handshakes are for strangers. We hug around here, buddy. What's up? What's up? Welcome to town. Come on, don't be shy. I like that beard, eh, Blankenstein? Have a seat, boys. Murph.
Yeah, Deej?
I thought you were sick today.
No, that was a lie, pal.
Well, you fooled me.
I did?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Deeds.
Well, just Deeds. You sounded so sick on the phone. You're good. Do that sick voice again.
Deej, I can't come to work today. I think I got strep throat.
That's unbelievable. You could be a radio actor or something.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Sure.
Hey, Deeds, read a card already. I gotta get back on duty.
Okay, I better get up there. Good meeting you, gentlemen.
Mr. Deeds, does the name Preston Blake mean anything to you?
Well, Mom's maiden name was Blake. I only got one for you guys this week, but I got a feeling it's gonna end my losing streak with Hallmark.
Deeds, Preston Blake was your mother's uncle.
You kidding me? I got an uncle? That's awesome. How's he doing?
He's dead.
Oh, no. Well, if there's anything I can do.
Deeds!
Okay, I'll be right with you guys.
When Mr. Blake died, he left an enormous fortune. $40 billion. He left it all to you, Deeds.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? You gotta get back on duty. You're not a cop.
Yeah, you're right. I got this down the costume shop. But it can't hurt to pretend.
What a Weisenheimer. Okay, everybody, it's showtime. I call this 50th anniversary card, which is quite a feat nowadays. 50 years have passed by with laughter and tears. Do you remember when we went to the zoo and that time we drank all the beers?
Beers, oh yeah.
I promise to love you for 50 years more, even when your bosoms sag down to the floor.
An old timer wipes a tear from his eye. Outside.
It looks like you won't have to be delivering pizzas anymore, Deeds. Now you're a very rich man.
What's that got to do with delivering pizzas?
Oh, that's so
nice. Ladies, top one's yours.
Oh, thank you, Deeds.
Of course.
Yummy, yummy.
So, Deeds, what's new?
I found out I have an uncle, but he died.
Oh, that's too bad.
He gave me $40 billion, though.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you go and spend it all on some fancy record player.
I won't.
Who are your friends, Deeds?
Oh, I'm sorry. Chuck, Cecil, this is Jane, Kitty, and Sue.
Pleasure to meet you, Cecil.
Pleasure's all mine, Kitty. Or should I just say,
meow?
Keep it in your pants, Anderson.
Now, why am I inheriting this money?
Well, you're Mr. Blake's closest living relative.
Really? He had nobody else?
Nope, that's it.
Gosh, I'm hearing nothing now.
Could you hold this for a second?
Mr. Weatherly, how you doing, pal?
Very well, Deeds. Just going to the pharmacy.
Oh, well, let me get you there a little quicker.
He picks him up.
How's your wife?
She's fine.
Terrific. Say hi for me.
I will.
Okay, here you go.
Thanks for the lift, Deeds.
Oh, you got it.
Deeds, we need you to come back to New York with us, just for a few days.
We're drawing up some papers, so you'll need to sign.
What kind of papers?
You see, technically, you've inherited 300 million shares of Blake Media, Inc. Chuck and I, along with some of the partners, are going to buy that stock for $40 billion, which, of course, we've had to borrow from various...
Oh, who cares about all the financial mumbo-jumbo? We just need a little bit of time to dot the T's and cross the I's. And while we're doing that, we need you to stay away from the press.
Well, the media frenzy will die down in a couple of weeks, but until then...
Oh, you don't want reporters crawling all over this lovely little town, do you?
Oh, no.
He goes to the jail.
Crazy eyes. What?
Hey, Deeds.
How you doing, pal? I got your pizza for you just the way you like it.
Oh, yes. French fries and Oreos. You know me all too well, Deeds.
What are you in for?
I'm doing a one-nighter for biting Ed the Mailman. Guy was trying to cast a spell on me, you know, like a wizard or something.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know. Maybe he was just waving. Hey, who are your friends?
Oh, this is Chuck and Cecil. They're from New York.
I don't like them.
Okay. Nice seeing you.
I've never been to New York before. I suppose I could check out the sights. Give me an hour to pack, okay?
You got it.
Wow, I'm gonna be the first guy to leave here since Jimmy McNally went to Disney World,
huh? Everyone's gathered in the field to say goodbye.
Tomorrow's Kids Eat for Free Day, so don't forget to clean the high chairs, all right?
Don't worry about a thing, DZ. I'll take care of everything. You go. You have a good time.
I'll miss you. Mm. Bye, Jen.
Smell you later, Murph.
Hey, Deeds! Give us a card!
Yeah!
On my way to the big city for a business trip. Never, ever left Mandrake Falls before. Ain't that a pip? But while I'm gone, I know... I'll miss you all a lot.
So bring your rich butt back here and buy us all a shot!
You got it, pal.
Cecil throws a chicken out of the helicopter.
Oh, see you, Daisy.
Then Deeds and Chuck get in and they fly away. McGrath's holding a meeting in his office.
The biggest story of the year? And we've got nothing? Do you people want to be tabloid journalists? Because I don't think so.
You've got to be ruthless.
When I started out, I slept in Tom and Roseanne's dumpster for 2 days, disguised as a giant carton of ice cream.
I got it! My source at Blake says the company helicopter took off from there this afternoon with two male passengers aboard, headed for Mandrake Falls.
Where?
At some little hick-ass town in New Hampshire. But now they're on their way back with three male passengers.
That's one more.
Duh! That third guy's our heir. Nice work, Marty.
They were supposed to arrive at Blake Media at 5, but they made an unscheduled stop in Connecticut.
Thanks for stopping, buddy. This is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Happy to do it, Deeds.
How's that Frosty treating you, Cecil?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You got some in your beard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just kidding. I got him big time, man.
I'm going on the air in 2 hours' time, and I want that guy's life story by then. I'm talking to you, Jim, and I'm also talking to you, babe. Babe? Where the hell's Bay?
You missed another staff meeting. Max pissed.
Well, he's not going to be pissed when I crack this Blake story.
What do you got?
Nothing. Do you have anything?
I'll have a lot more in a few hours.
Marty, you got to be a pal. I need this story. I'm flat broke and Mac is going to fire me.
How are you flat broke? You make more money than anyone here. What'd you blow it on?
Shoes.
I'll tell you everything I know over lunch tomorrow, as long as your club promoter boyfriend doesn't try to run me over with his motorcycle again.
You're safe there. Ken and I kind of, you know, we're taking a break.
Really? So he moved out? Babe, what are you staying here for? I have a spare bedroom.
We tried that once, remember? I woke up and you were standing over my bed, breathing heavily.
I was having an asthma attack. I couldn't find my puffer.
Attention!
Break! Break! Watch out!
Mamma mia. You have to race around like this.
Mama, I'm only doing 20.
The lights are over there. Ah, and now you're drinking and driving. What are you thinking?
That's right. I'm drinking Red Bull. It stimulates body and mind, and it gives you wings. Ciao, Mama.
Wings? Luigi, where are you going? Call me to let me know you've arrived safely. Don't stay out too late. Think of your poor mama.
Oh, easy, fellas. Or the Biggie Fries are making a comeback. You guys football fans? I think the Pats could take the conference this year. I mean, the Dolphins are overrated and the Jets are choke artists.
I wouldn't say that, Mr. Deeds.
Just Deeds. Why is that, though?
You own the Jets, Deeds.
I do? Well, that sucks. Geez, I hope they don't play the Pats in the playoffs or I'll have to kill myself.
I'm still very worried about this.
What do you got in that pipe, Hashish? You're paranoid. This guy is perfect for us.
What if he won't sell us his shares?
If I got Preston Blake to trust me with his company, I can get this moron to do the same.
I mean, look at him.
This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door.
The pilots join
and
in.
And I'm floating in a most peculiar way. And the stars look very different today.
Then Cecil.
For here am I sitting in a tin can.
That's right, Anderson.
Far above the world.
Planet Earth is blue, and there's nothing I can do.
Party pooper.
They fly over New York at night.
Holy cow.
What's up, New York? It's an honor to come to the greatest city in the world.
The helicopter lands on the roof of a building.
Congratulations, Deeds. You're now the most eligible bachelor in New York.
Oh, geez, I don't want to meet a girl just because I'm wicked rich.
Well, that's nice. Well, let's see how you stick to your guns once you've paid a visit to one of our many fine gentlemen's clubs.
What? My father saved my mother. She was figure skating and fell through the ice. Always thought I'd meet a girl kind of the same way, some bullspit like that.
Well, then, I'll just keep a lookout for ladies in distress, as it were.
That'd be nice.
Hey, Mandrake Falls!
Security, stop that car!
Hey!
Stop!
He's gonna get $100,000 for that picture, and it'll be all over the news in an hour.
Well, he deserves it with those James Bond moves he just pulled.
No, he deserves to get his throat cut. The filthy spy.
Marty's also on the roof listening. The others go inside.
So this is where my uncle lives?
Yes, sir. For the last 35 years of his astonishing life.
Oh, you kind of snuck up on me there.
I am very, very sneaky, sir.
I see that. My name's Deeds.
I am Emilio, sir. I am your servant.
Servant? I don't want a servant, but if you want to be my friend, I'll take that.
Friends. Yes, good friends. Would you like to go down to your apartment, sir? I'm sure it's been an exhausting day.
That okay with you, Chuck?
Oh, you'll be safe there. It'll take us a couple of days to get the papers drawn up for you to sign. And go make yourself at home.
Terrific. Later.
I will be with you shortly, sir.
You got it. Hey, nice to meet you. I'm Deeds.
I'm Ruben, sir.
This is a wicked nice elevator.
Keep an eye on him, Emilio, or it's your ass.
It's nice to see you too, sir.
So how's the elevator business treating you, Ruben?
Oh, it has its ups and downs.
All right.
Emilio's waiting.
Jeez, I'm crawling. How'd you get down here so fast?
Sneaky, sir. Right this way.
The hallway's vast.
Wow.
Is something the matter, sir? That's an echo, sir.
Yeah, you try it.
Me, sir?
It's a lot of fun. Come on, you can do it louder than that. Ho, serious.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, buddy, how you doing? You want to give it a shot?
Boop.
Nice.
More staff.
You guys want to join us? Make a weird noise. was a great time. Well, I'm kind of tired. I'd like to go to sleep if I could.
This way, Mr. Leeds.
Thank you very much. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
The next day, Babe's asleep in her office when McGrath drops a newspaper on her.
Yeah.
You're just going to lay there and let the Post take this story?
Its front page headline reads, "Here's Mr. Lucky," and has the photo of Deeds from the rooftop. Deeds wakes up and gets out of bed.
What's up, New York?
He walks through the elaborate bedroom with large pot plants and extravagant bouquets of flowers everywhere.
Yeah, a water fountain in his room.
I love it.
The water that comes out is pink, so Deeds hesitantly tries some.
That's Hawaiian punch.
He adores Hawaiian punch.
Wow! You kind of just snuck up on me there, man.
I fear you're underestimating the sneakiness, sir.
Yeah, I guess I was. What are you doing down there?
I am assisting you with your sock change.
You gonna change my socks for me? You don't gotta do that. Come on, stand up.
Thank you, sir.
Besides, you don't wanna have to touch my right foot. I got wicked bad frostbite when I was in the scouts. Check it out.
He takes his sock off and his foot's completely black.
Pretty messed up, huh?
The hideousness of that foot will haunt my dreams forever.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that before. But the weird thing is, I got no feeling left in it, so you could, like, jump on it and it wouldn't hurt me. Go ahead, jump on it.
I would really rather not, sir.
Oh, please, please jump on my foot.
Emilio reluctantly puts the sock down and places his foot on Deeds's.
No! Yeah, I didn't feel that. What else you got? Hey, get that fireplace poker right there and just whack my foot.
Do I absolutely have to?
It's gonna be fun. Just grab it. All my friends do this when they're wasted. Come on. Go ahead, give it a whack. Nothing.
Really?
Isn't that sick? Didn't feel that. Isn't that awesome? Go ahead. Nothing. Yeah! I know you're starting to like it, aren't you? Chop that wood! Yeah, that's it!
Ah! You're sick! You're sick! Why would you do that to me?
I'm just kidding you, pal.
You had me going there.
I saw your face. You were like... Anyways, I gotta talk to Cedar and Anderson, find out what I'm supposed to be doing today. So could you take that out of my foot? I'm kind of nailed to the ground here. There you go.
I must insist on absolute secrecy regarding this discussion until I've officially acquired Mr. Blake's shares. If that's acceptable to you, then as far as I'm concerned, you've just bought 2,000 radio stations.
Morning.
Deeds.
What's up?
Doing a little business.
Woohoo! Woohoo! This room's an echo room, too. I'm sure you guys already knew that.
May I help you?
Oh, I just wanted to see if there's anything I should be doing today.
Well, I think we've got everything under control.
Well, there's got to be something. I mean, until I sign those papers, I kind of own this place, right? What?
Monsieur Adam, excusez-moi, maman, s'il vous plaît.
Yes, you.
Anderson, what's up, buddy? I was dreaming about Frosties all last night. You?
I tried to make my own at home, but it just wasn't the same.
Deeds. You know, every stockholder, large and small, has a say in the operation of this company, and they have their say at the annual stockholders' meeting. The other 364 days of the year, the officers of the company, like me, run the show.
You mean now that my uncle's gone?
Yeah, and it's not all fun and games. This company is a player on so many levels and in so many areas that running it is literally a 24-hour-a-day job. I mean, I only got 3 hours of sleep last night.
Then it's actually a 21-hour-a-day job, huh?
Move it, lady! Damn about no meeting.
Peter, I am
sorry. I passed for 3,500 yards last season, and I ain't even gonna touch a football until you get off your fat, rich asses and renegotiate my contract.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Easy with the language, buddy. There are ladies present.
Shut the hell up, rich boy. I want more money. Or y'all can just suck my...
Deeds punches him to the floor.
I warned you. You went down like a sack of potatoes, I'll tell you that much. Come on. Come on, big man. Ups a daisy.
Dame, monsieur, it's football.
What's the problem with the contract?
No, I figured if I played well, I'd renegotiate and get more money.
If you didn't play well, could we renegotiate and pay you less?
No.
Doesn't seem fair to me.
Deeds, Kevin led the league in touchdown passes.
That's okay, Chuck. I got this one. Listen, fellas, I want more money. I ain't even gonna play another down.
Well, we're gonna have to let you go then.
Let me go.
Yeah, you're fired.
So can I sign with another team?
You can do anything you want, but I suggest you change your attitude or nobody's gonna wanna work with you.
Mike. Deeds.
Kevin won the Heisman Trophy 2 years ago. He is our best player.
Don't worry about it. He'll be back.
Biggest mistake of your lives!
This thing's cool.
Hey, why don't you get out and enjoy the city? Everything's fine here. Take that with you.
Nah, I'll leave it there. That's all right. But call me if you need me, all right?
Absolutely.
Thanks. Love you, Anderson. Oh, all you guys, I noticed you were French. The opposite of bonjour to you.
Woohoo!
Marty and Babe.
You look so hot as a blonde.
You don't think he's too streaky? I feel like he did it really streaky.
No, I love it. But you should let me go undercover. This could get dangerous.
No, he said he likes ladies in distress, not men who wear too much cologne. Oh, there he is.
New York City tour, Tommy. You're welcome.
Okay, hidden cameras on. Ready to go. Molest me. Marty, you molest me.
You got it.
Oh, God. Come on. Help! Help! Right. I'm being mugged! Help!
Deeds runs over.
Stop it.
Good luck. See you at the office.
Don't worry, I'll get him.
Stop! Stop right there!
Deeds catches Marty and pushes him into some bins.
Come on!
What's your problem, pal?
He beats him up.
Come up here. Got your pocketbook? Get a job, pal.
Miss, are you okay?
What happened?
Let me help you up. All right.
Babe stands up and lifts her hat off her eyes.
Ma'am, you were just the victim of a New York City mugger. As I suspected, he was a coward and a weakling, and also wore more cologne than any man should wear. I got this back for you, though.
Thank you.
Can I take you to the hospital?
No, I'll be all right. I just feel a little dizzy and violated. I'm fine.
Whoa. Please, let me take you to the emergency room.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be all right. I just need to perhaps walk it off. Could you?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much. My name's Pam. Pam Dawson.
My name is Deeds. I'm not from here. I'm just visiting.
Where do you hail from, Deeds?
Mandrake Falls, New Hampshire. Just a little town nobody's ever heard of.
Oh, I'm from a little town like that. In Iowa.
Well, is that right? What part?
Winchestertonfieldville? Yes, the small town of Winchestertonfieldville, Iowa.
They step over Marty.
So what are you doing in New York?
I'm a school nurse.
There's no way you're a school nurse.
Why? Don't you believe me?
You're too nice to be a school nurse. My school nurse was so mean. Every time I would tell her I had a tummy ache, she'd send me back to my class and say, stop whining.
Oh, that's awful.
Well, I said it every day. I missed my mother.
Sweet.
Miss Dawson?
Mm-hmm.
How would you like to maybe go out and have a New York City dinner with me?
Golly, what? Sounds wonderful.
It does?
Yeah.
Let's do it then.
Okay.
Damn you, old spice.
In a restaurant.
So you run this pizza place, and you have your poetry. So what brings you to the big city?
Actually, I just inherited $40 billion.
Well, that's nice. I think anything over $30 billion is just gravy.
I like that. Your hair is very blonde and pretty.
I'm of Swedish ancestry.
Really?
Yes. My grandfather was in ABBA.
ABBA, the band?
Excuse me. Do you get any famous people in here?
Famous, rich, powerful.
Really? Oh, we don't get any famous people in Mandrake Falls. Actually, Stephen King stopped by our gas station one time, but everybody was too scared to talk to him.
I'd imagine he'd be very spooky.
Jake, the gas station attendant, made eye contact with him. That night, he lost 200 pounds.
Wow. Anyway, your chicken parmesan should be ready soon.
Oh, okay, buddy. Hey, you know what? I saw a couple over there. It's their anniversary. Give them this. Don't say it's from us, though.
This is like $20,000.
Tell them it was like a restaurant giveaway or something like that. Thanks, buddy.
That's an awfully nice way to start spending your money.
Is that who I think it is?
Who?
Preston Blake's nephew, the $40 billion man. We have to meet him. Dave?
Gosh, I hope that mugger got home okay.
Mr. Deeds?
Yeah?
Mr. Simons would like to invite you to join his party.
Why is that?
Just to enjoy the pleasure of your company.
Wow, that's pretty cool of him.
The couple dance on their table.
Well, that was a very nice hug, Deeds. It was wicked nice of you guys to invite us over here. This is awesome.
Have we met?
Not unless you have a sick kid.
Oh, you're a very important man in this town now, Mr. Deeds.
I don't know about that.
I sing at the Metropolitan Opera, and Blake Media contributes 50% of our budget. So on behalf of the opera, thank you!
That was awesome. You shouldn't be thanking me, though. You should be thanking my great uncle.
He was a pretty interesting man. I served on the board of the Guggenheim with him.
Really? I'm not sure what that is, but good luck with it.
You know, I would love to write a piece on you for The New Yorker.
What's The New Yorker?
It's a magazine.
Uh-huh.
With essays, witty cartoons.
I read the Mandrake Falls Gazette, and they got some cartoons in there also. You know who's a riot? That Beetle Bailey guy. He's always wearing his hat and doing his thing. But it is an honor to meet a real writer such as yourself, George. I've been trying to get my stuff published for years, but that Hallmark is one tough cookie to crack.
Hallmark?
He writes greeting cards.
I try.
Oh, you must share one with us.
Oh, I don't know about that, Mr. French. Oh,
who's Mr. French?
Doesn't he look like Mr. French?
I've never heard of him.
Come on.
All right. I'll give you one. This is a Mother's Day card I've been working on. Mom, you are the one who brought me to planet Earth. You are the one who suffered through my 14-hour birth. You are the one who made lemonade for me after I'd come back from play. I love you, Mom, so have a wicked nice Mother's Day. Something like that.
An instant classic!
Genius, genius, genius!
Do you write your poems with a crayon, Deeds?
Oh,
it's amazing!
I see why you brought me here. To goof on me, huh?
Don't be silly, Deeds!
Pipe down, George. I may seem funny to you, but if you came to Mandrake Falls, you might seem funny to us. Well, nobody would laugh at you and make you feel stupid, because that wouldn't be good manners. Maybe my poems aren't that great, but I know some people who like them. Anyways, it's the best I can do. Okay, well, we're gonna get going. Sorry about that, Pam. I hope I didn't embarrass you.
He turns around to face them again.
And if it wasn't for Miss Dawson being here, I'd probably knock your heads in.
I don't mind.
Okay.
He punches George, then Mr. Simons. And shoves the opera singer to the floor.
Would you like to go see the sights now, Miss Dawson?
Oh, yes. I just need to powder my nose.
Oh, that'd be great. I'll get your coat.
Okay.
Oh, hey, buddy. This will pay for everything I damaged. Sorry about that. Good to meet you guys.
Thank you.
Oh, God, that was good stuff. Yes. I want to raise Mac.
Babe puts the hidden camera back in her cleavage.
Hey, man. What's up?
Holy cannoli, you're John McEnroe.
Hey, I saw what you did to those guys who were making fun of you. Nice work.
You know what it's like to get riled up, don't you, Johnny Mac?
That I do.
I'm Deeds, by the way.
Deeds, nice to meet you. You gotta let me buy you a drink.
Oh, Miss Dawson, this is John McEnroe.
Hello.
Miss Dawson, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I kind of promised Miss Dawson I'd take her out sightseeing.
Look, the sights are great. I've seen the sights. I love the sights. Let me show you New York most people will never see.
Uh-oh. Is that okay with you, Miss Dawson?
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Here's to a big night on the town.
The next day. Deeds wakes up back in his bed.
What happened?
Here are some aspirins, Mr. Deeds. They make your head seem smaller.
Amelia, how did I get in these pajamas?
I changed you. I was very gentle, sir.
I think I drank all the alcohol in Manhattan last night.
And you nearly succeeded, according to Miss Dawson.
Miss Dawson? I don't even remember taking her home. Is she okay?
I took the liberty of sending her off in the company limousine.
She was a lady in distress, and I helped her. Dreamt about her last night.
Usually, when you get blackout drunk, you don't dream. So I read.
Chuck comes into the bedroom.
What's up, Chuck?
He puts on the TV.
America's newest billionaire. Stupid and drunk.
What's this?
Well, it was quite a night for Longfellow Deeds.
Oh, no, they're gonna know my name's Longfellow.
After punching out some society types, Deeds joined forces with the original bad boy of tennis, John McEnroe, and stupidity won in straight sets.
They throw eggs at cars.
How'd they get that footage?
Watch out! McEnroe jumps over a speeding car.
What kind of driving is that?
Oh, look at DJ hanging out with McEnroe. That's awesome.
I love the Beach Boys.
Now they're dancing with Rastas.
This is not the kind of attention we need right now.
What do you mean?
For the moment, you are the largest stockholder. And people might think any instability you show may equal instability in the company.
Deeds shakes his head.
My bad.
Okay.
Shall I call your car, Mr. Cedar, to take you to the funeral?
What funeral?
Your granduncle's funeral.
His funeral's today?
Today, yes.
I'll go get my suit on.
He goes, and Chuck's face turns to thunder as he walks up to Emilio.
Cute, big mouth.
Sir?
As soon as that moron goes back to Cowpie Falls, you are out of here on your fat Puerto Rican ass.
Emilio looks offended as Chuck leaves.
I hail from Spain, sir.
Chuck ignores him and walks out, so Emilio gives him the finger.
Ole.
Now Brother Preston is soaring with eagles high above because he lived a life of love. Yes, he's flying way up high because he was a super cool guy. He's gone away too soon, it seems, leaving behind his unfinished dreams.
This guy can make a fortune writing greeting cards.
Yes, we remember Preston Blake, a man with faith no man could shake, a strength no man could break, a character no man could fake. For goodness sake, let's eat some cake.
Amen! Excuse me, Reverend? That was a grand slam. I mean, the part with touring with the Eagles gave me goosebumps.
Oh, thank you, my brother.
My friend got me a mug for my birthday. It says it's hard to soar with the Eagles when you're surrounded by turkeys. But what you said was better.
It's all good.
Rest in peace, Preston. That concludes today's service.
I thought I would say something.
Deedsy was always the best speaker in school.
Deedsy?
Awesome job, by the way, Your Majesty.
I thought we were watching Scooby-Doo.
Hi, my name is Deeds. I was Preston Blake's great nephew. I wrote a poem for him on my way over here in my head. And I'm gonna recite it for you. I didn't realize I'd be following the rhyme master, Reverend Sharpton. But here we go anyways. You climbed mountains and built skyscrapers. You made TV shows and put out newspapers. You were wicked good at doing stocks. You liked it when Emilio would change your socks. We never hung out, and that makes me sad. All the good times we could have had.
Nice rhyme.
But when I die, Uncle Preston, you better say cheers. Because me and you are hanging at the pearly gates. I'll bring the beers. I'll bring the beers.
He's good.
Amen.
Now, I know this is supposed to be a closed casket, but where I come from, we feel it's good to see the body for the grieving process, so...
Blake pops up.
Sorry about that. I'll keep this sucker closed.
Deeds pushes him back down.
Okay. He's still pretty frozen. Almost there. I'll keep an eye on the company for you, buddy. Love you. Nice meeting you. Thanks for the apartment.
That was freaky.
Everybody drive home safe.
Man, this guy is in way over his head.
Take care, buddy.
You gonna see him again tonight?
Yes, I'm calling it around 4. That's when I get off work. Remember, I'm Pam Dawson, Virgin School nurse from Winchesterton, Fieldville, Iowa.
Oh, that's priceless, huh? You a virgin.
All right. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir.
That's all right. I told him he could have that.
Thanks, Deeds.
Right on, buddy. Nice seeing you. You need to use our bathroom. Come back and use it, okay?
Will do, Deeds.
Anything I did at the funeral today?
You spoke beautifully, sir.
I still feel bad. I think I snapped my uncle's hand off when I was putting him back in the casket.
Lucky for him, he was dead, sir.
Even though his face was frozen that way, it looked to me like he was a happy guy, am I right?
Oh, he truly was.
Come on, sit down, please.
And I got to hang out with him just like this almost every day for 30 years.
What'd you guys talk about?
We spoke of life. Love, art, wine, business. I learned much from him.
I bet you miss him, too.
I do. He was like a parent to me. You see, I never knew my father. A mama, she passed while giving the birth to me.
You want some cocoa bevels?
No, thanks.
Okay.
I have much work to do.
Oh, thanks. You don't gotta do that. Oh, all right, thank you.
Enjoy your pebbles. One more thing. Your great uncle did not let me change his socks for him either. I like feet. I do not know why.
Suddenly, he's gone again. Deeds gets up to answer the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Deeds. It's Pam. Pam Dawson.
Oh, I'm so happy you called. I'm wicked sorry about last night. I don't drink very often.
Oh, I thought you held your liquor very well.
Well, unfortunately, I couldn't hold it for too long.
Oh, but that's okay. I didn't really like that skirt anyway.
I'm getting a call on the other line. Do you think you could hang on for a second?
Sure.
Thank you. Hello?
Mr. Deeds, this is Kevin Ward, the quarterback you punched.
Oh, okay. What's up, buddy?
I wanted to say that I was thinking it over, and I'd like to live up to my word, and I'd like to win you Super Bowl.
That's terrific, pal.
And my daddy wants to speak to you.
Deeds, Buddy Ward here, Kevin's daddy.
How you doing there, Mr. Ward?
I just want to thank you for teaching my boy a lesson.
Not a problem, sir. He's a good kid. He's just got to watch his language in front of the ladies.
I'll remind Kevin where he comes from.
Okay, that sounds terrific.
You used foul language in front of a lady?
No, Daddy, no!
Pam.
It's still here, Deeds.
So how's it going? You at work?
Yep. Here in the nurse's office.
Any customers?
Customers? Oh, sick kids. Well, little Billy Barty's here. Not feeling too good, Billy?
Miss Dawson, my tummy hurts!
Okay, why don't you just lay back and relax?
That was nice. Good job.
I got too much doo-doo in my underpants! Make this...
Well, you sound like you got your hands full, so I'll just come out with it. How would you like to do something with me tonight?
I'd love to do something with you.
Great. Well, we can't go out drinking because I got our company in trouble.
Oh, that's okay. I was brought up never to drink alcohol. Not even rum raisin ice cream.
I like that. I'll think of something good, okay? See you tonight.
Okay, bye.
Deeds is at the top of his stairs.
Try this.
He swings one leg over the banister and slides down. He flies off the end and lands on a table.
Was that awesome? Am I out or safe? I'm with you. What is this? My great uncle's personal journal.
Should I read it?
Family.
Family, safe, good.
All right. Have a good night. My back hurts! My back
hurts! Nighttime. Deeds and Babe are on bikes.
Nice doing business with you, fellas.
Thank you, Mr. Deeds.
Thanks for the bikes.
Well, what are you going to do with your $20,000?
Buy a giraffe. What are you going to do with your $20,000?
Quit school.
Good idea! School is for fools! Look at me!
The kids run away. Deeds and Babe ride through Central Park together.
She won't catch me, I'll break my fall.
Then down two steep sets of steps. They park up next to a water fountain.
Park is beautiful. These trees, they remind you of Winchester Tinfieldville at all?
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so.
What was it like growing up there?
Oh, it was great. I remember walking down to the corner drugstore and getting malted milkshakes.
Oh, what was your house like?
Oh, we had this big Victorian right off Main Street. Blue shutters and a big red door.
All right.
And a tire swing in the front yard.
I love it.
Oh, and I remember the time I fell out of old Boo Radley's apple tree and broke my arm. And my father, before he passed away from the disease of the lepers, he came and he scooped me up and he ran me all the way to Dr. Pepper's.
Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
I'm glad that guy was around. Want to sit down?
Sure. Thank you.
My pleasure. I was reading my great uncle's journal on my way over to you, and when he was age 9, he wrote that he had the only family on the block with a radio, and he was dreaming about becoming a disc jockey someday.
A disc jockey?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a news reporter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I used to go around interviewing everyone and writing notes in my little Holly Hobby notebook. People didn't like that. I got beat up a lot.
Do you remember their names?
It was a long time ago.
Okay.
But my grandma said to me, one day, honey, you're gonna grow up and you're gonna work for 60 minutes and make a difference in the world.
Well, you do make a difference in the world every day. You're a school nurse. Anyways, this is what happened with my uncle. Later on in his life, he would go to this radio station that he owned, like 3 in the morning, and DJ for an hour.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so don't give up hope. You'll be a reporter someday, if you really want to.
That would be nice.
A fire engine.
Jeez, I'm cold. Fire.
Fire?
You should help.
We should?
Let's get going.
To the fire?
Yeah.
Get over here right now!
Come on! We'll catch you!
Go away! No! I can't leave without me kitties! They're all I got!
Crazy lady.
Oh, baby's well!
Guys, don't worry! Up here now! Get going!
Longfellow Deeds, Mandrake Falls Volunteer Fire Chief. I'll be up there in a jiff, buddy.
He starts climbing up a lamppost.
Hey, Sully, who's that guy up there?
I don't know. He says he's from the Mandrake Falls Fire Department.
How the hell's he climb like that?
He must have monkey blooded him or something.
It's an honor to work for New York's bravest, guys.
Be careful, Deeds.
I'm gonna get you.
Where are you, babies? Babies, where are you?
Ma'am.
Oh, Lord, it's hot here. Oh,
calm down. Calm down.
Kitties, come to
me. Everything's gonna be all right.
Okay, but I'm not leaving without me kitties.
How many do you got?
7.
Let's get cracking.
Babe adjusts her cleavage so the camera's pointing upwards.
Fire excites me.
Knock yourself out.
Come here. Here, that's Fred.
Here we go.
Woo! Oh, my children!
The cat bounces off the trampoline and Babe catches it.
Nice catch, Pam!
Let's go, team!
The next one goes. It lands in a drain hole, but an engineer brings it back in.
Yes, Bobo. Thank you, darling.
Coming at you, boys!
The third one is caught by a dog.
I'll
I'll take that.
There's a lot more.
Okay, okay, okay.
The next two go together. One lands on a tote. The other in a bicycle delivery man's basket. Then the sixth goes at it.
Oh, snap! I got you, kitty! Nice grab! One more to go!
Fifi! Where are you?
I think I found Fifi.
Oh, good!
Hang in there! Hang in there, buddy! I got it!
Fifi's on fire, but a fireman catches it in a bucket of water, and it survives.
Okay, let's do this together.
Oh, come on, I'm scared. We got you. Oh, Deeds, be careful!
All right, they do it all the time. Here we go.
Deeds and the woman jump together, bounce back up, then rip the trampoline.
Deeds!
I'm okay. Are you okay?
Yes, I am. Thanks to you.
McGrath News Show.
Wrong fellow Deeds is at it again. His latest victim, Coretta Keeling, whose only crime was loving her cats too much and letting Deeds find out about it.
I'm gonna get you.
My way.
I'm gonna get you. Here comes two. Oh, oh.
Cat killer!
After he finished with her cats, he turned his sights on Miss Keeling herself.
No! That's not what I shot!
Has Longfellow Deeds been locked up? Of course not. While the rest of us obey the law, rich playboys like himself get to laugh at it. Longfellow Deeds, our jackass of the week.
What the hell? Who edited that?
I did. Your first cut was great. But I needed to spice it up a bit.
The truth was a great story. He saved that woman and her seven cats. He was heroic.
Heroic is nice. Depraved and insane is better.
Hell yes.
Babe, this footage you're getting, gorgeous. Keep it coming.
God, how could we do this to such a sweet guy?
Sweet? Look at me. Was he being sweet when he gave me the most savage beating of my life?
You were mugging me.
Babe. No one is as good as this guy's pretending to be. Don't be a sucker.
He doesn't deserve this.
Doesn't deserve you. Ow, my neck.
Marty sniffs the camera she threw away. On email.
I feel like an idiot. They made me look like a fool, Jan. I was thinking of going down to that inside access place and giving Mac McGrath the beating of a lifetime.
That sounds like fun, but don't stoop to their level. You're better than that, Deedsy. So hang in there and know that we are always here for you.
Thanks, Jan. My uncle really built an amazing company. Because of him, 50,000 people have jobs, and he always tried to do the right thing.
Well, he does sound amazing, but don't forget, he was related to you. Enough about that. Tell me more about this girl.
She's nice. A small town kid, like me.
A tennis court.
Here it comes.
Oh, ho, ho, he's trying to kill me. You're good at this.
You know, when you asked me to play, I thought you'd done this before.
No, Johnny McEnroe said it was wicked easy. Plus, it was my uncle's favorite game, right?
How'd you know that?
I read it in his diary.
Really? I didn't know he kept a diary.
Deeds returns the serve and hits a man.
Sorry about that, dude.
It's okay. He's a new member. Ball boy. Ball boy!
It's Marcy.
All right, baby, I'm ready for you. Oh! You okay?
Not a problem.
Anderson, you liked that, didn't you?
Listen, Deeds, I got some good news. Those papers will be ready to sign tomorrow. So you can relax knowing your uncle's company's gonna be in good hands and you can go home $40 billion richer.
I actually was thinking about maybe sticking around here and going to some meetings with you.
What?
Ow.
Oh.
Fault. I figured I could learn, you know, like this tennis thing.
Oh!
I swear to God, I'm not trying to do that.
I'm not gonna sell my shares right away, do I?
Huh?
Plus, I met this girl, Cedar. I swear to God, I think she's the one.
That's wonderful for you.
Ooh, that got you right in the throat, huh? Gotta ask you, though, if it hits you, is it my point or yours? Well, I'm winning then, I guess.
Marty throws Chuck a ball with a message on it.
Deeds info. Meet in shower?
Chuck walks into the shower and sees Marty.
Sweet Jesus. Who are you? And what do you want to tell me?
I'm a junior producer at Inside Access. And I have information that will help you get Deeds out of town. Interested?
Very. Providing the information is good, and you stop soaping your ass.
You know Deeds' girlfriend?
The school nurse.
Not quite.
Lucy, bring me the overnights. JD will tell you what they are. Hey, what the hell are you doing in my chair?
Chuck Cedar.
I think you and I could help each other out, Mr. McGrath.
He nods. A private jet.
You excited about this trip?
I'm so excited. Where are you taking me?
I told you that's a surprise.
They land. Then Babe and Dee step onto the runway.
Well?
Winchesterton Fieldville, Iowa.
Hey, 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 hey! All you Winchesterton Fieldvillians, recognize this little girl? Okay, I'll give you a hint. I fell out of Boo Radley's apple tree and my arm is killing me. Ow! Come on, it's little Pammy Dawson!
Hello.
You related to Bill Dawson?
Yes, he's my relative.
I think I remember you. Did you used to have a kind of hump on your back?
Oh, yes, that was me. I had a slight hump.
Really?
Oh, this was no slight hump. The girl I'm thinking of looked like she had a damn beach ball on her back.
Okay, it was a huge hump and I'm a little sensitive about it.
Look, Martha, it's Quasimodo all grown up.
How wonderful! I thought you died.
No, she actually became a school nurse.
You're a nurse?
Yes.
What should I do about this?
He pulls his kneecap right away from his knee.
I would call Dr. Pepper.
Who?
It was so great seeing everybody again. We're gonna leave now.
Bye.
Hi, Mailman.
Morning.
How you doing?
They walk down the road.
Oh my God, there it is. Blue shutters, red door, tire swing. That's your house, isn't it?
Wouldn't you know it?
Come on. Hey, how you guys doing? You know who she is? And she actually used to live in this house when she was a little girl.
It's true.
You live here and she used to live here. You're practically cousins.
Wow. So many memories. Where to begin? This is our fireplace where my dad would build fires out of wood. And this is the dining room where we would have our meals made of food. Oh, and this was my brother's room. My parents hated my brother.
My daddy built this house with his bare hands 6 years ago.
Well, your daddy is a liar. How come you...
He swallows his gum.
Oh, he's choking. We should go.
Help me.
What are you talking about? You're a nurse. Come on, help him. Stand back, kid.
Stand back.
Smack it out of him. Get it out of him!
She picks him up and whacks him against the banister.
That was amazing!
Thank you.
I saved his life.
Yeah, you're my hero, Nurse Dawson.
Nighttime in New York, and they get out of the car.
Thank you.
Good parking job, buddy.
Thanks, Steve.
Testing, testing.
I had such a wonderful time. Thank you for such a great day.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for showing me your town.
I hope sometime to see your hometown.
Maybe someday this will be my new hometown.
Deeds, There's something I have to tell you.
What's the matter? What?
Go back to New Hampshire and enjoy being rich. Just don't let anyone hurt you anymore, okay?
Sucker.
Marty's there in disguise.
Pam! I made a card for you. It's kind of dumb. I never worked on anything harder, though, so don't laugh at me. Remember, we went to the restaurant that first night and you ordered chicken parmesan? So I drew you a plate. There's the chicken, the cheese, and the linguine. That actually took me a long time with the squigglies.
It's beautiful.
There's a poem inside for you.
Oh, hard to breathe. Feels like floating. So full of love, my heart's exploding. Mouth is dry, hands are shaking. My heart is yours for the taking. Acting weird, not myself. Dancing around like the Keebler elf. That's funny. Finally time for this poor schlub to know how it feels to fall in love.
Couldn't think of anything else that rhymes with schlub.
She runs forward, flings her arms around his neck, and kisses him.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Deeds. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. That was unbelievable.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Finch. Atticus.
Sleep well.
She watches Deeds walk away.
Al, I'm gonna walk home.
Okay, Deeds.
Then she sinks to the floor and cries. Deeds jumps a rubbish bin but trips over it.
I love New York!
Nobody cares!
Babe's at work with McGrath.
I'm in love with him. And I'm going to see him tonight, and I'm telling him everything.
He'll probably punch you in the face.
I kind of hope he does. He's a good-hearted guy who we think is a weirdo because he doesn't share our sense of ironic detachment. All this hip, snide, smart-alecky.
Well, in a few moments, I'm going to put on my Versace overcoat, get into my Mercedes, drive to my Fifth Avenue apartment, and squeeze my girlfriend's big, fake boobs. And that bull you're talking about paid for all of it.
Good for you, Mac. But I'm still telling him.
Well, Babe Bennett falls in love. I'm happy for you. I am. Gonna miss you, babe. Something fierce.
McGrath pats her on the shoulder and heads out. He stops by the door and looks back at her. Then bangs his chest with his fist and points a finger at her. Deeds has set up an empty basketball stadium so that the display reads, "I love you, Pam Dawson." There's also a dinner table for two in the center and staff around.
You think she's gonna like this?
Right. Chicken parmesan. Terrific, thank you. Let's hear it.
She's gonna like that, Mr. Deeds.
Okay. Emilio, it looks beautiful.
Thank you.
He sits at the table.
I think these roses might be a little too high. I won't be able to see her. Do we have anything smaller?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Byron?
That's terrific. Would you mind sitting down for a second?
Yes, sir.
Say something to me. Pretend that you're her.
Me, sir.
Please.
Well, it's nice of you to have invited me to dine with you this evening.
It's my pleasure. Actually, you're a little too tall. Can you slink down?
Like this?
That's good.
This is one of the best dates I've ever been on. You make me feel very special.
You make me feel very special, too. That's where I got this for you. Okay, could you lean forward?
He takes out an engagement ring.
I really like you a lot.
I like you too.
I can't stop thinking about you.
I can't stop thinking about you.
Please, let me touch your feet.
Okay, this is getting weird. You can stand up now.
Chuck and Cecil arrive.
Dates!
Fellas!
We wanted to come by and wish you the best on your big night. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks a lot. I'm so nervous. I never asked anybody to marry me before.
It's 7:30. Time for inside access. We're not in for any more nasty surprises, are we?
I don't think so. I haven't done anything stupid all day. I've been here.
Well, let's see what kind of lame show they put on when they don't have Deeds to pick on. Mm-hmm. Excuse me! Could you put on Channel 8, please?
You got it.
Marty's there again.
Welcome to Inside Access. I'm Mac McGrath. All of us here at IA take pride in our ability to handle every story with sensitivity and empathy.
While maintaining
an appropriate journalistic distance. But what happens when a reporter becomes part of what she's reporting? What happens when a journalist falls in love with an idiot?
That's Longfellow Deeds with Pam Dawson.
I can't believe they dragged her into this.
She recently moved to New York City from Winchester to Fieldville, Iowa. But wait, doesn't Pam Dawson bear a striking resemblance to Babe Bennett, a producer here at Inside Access? In fact, the two are one and the same.
Mate, we're going to wire your apartment with state-of-the-art surveillance video, huh?
Sounds good. Deed.
Babe standing on the top tier of seats.
I came here to try to explain.
Deeds looks back at the screen, nodding to himself, then walks away without giving her a second glance. Chuck, Cecil, and Marty watch as he crosses the court to the exit. Babe also turns and leaves. Deeds is back home and packing. Cecil and Chuck are there.
I'm the biggest sucker in the world, fellas.
Well, this town can be brutal.
I don't belong here. I can't run the company. I can't even run my own damn life.
Well, sure you can. The good news is the paper's ready, so once you sign them, we'll get our stock and you'll get your $40 billion.
I don't want that money. Just give it to a charity. What's a good charity?
The United Negro College Fund?
Okay, give it to those guys.
He signs the contract.
Can we give you a ride to the airport? The company chopper will take you home.
Thanks, anyways. I'll be all right on my own. Nice meeting you all.
Nice meeting you, Deeds.
He stops by the door.
Goodbye!
Goodbye.
Then he leaves, and Chuck looks at Cecil with a satisfied smile. Snow falls from the sky as Deed stands on a road by the river with a hitchhiking sign for Normalville.
Where do you go? Are you looking for answers?
Then it's daytime in Mandrake Falls when a camper van pulls up in the snowy high street and Deed gets out.
You are grown weary. You can rest with me and tell.
In the pizzeria, he goes to the wall that his poems are on and pulls them down. Murph cries as he watches him walk out again.
It's not right. It's not right.
A man at the United Negro College Fund opens a letter with the $40 billion check in it and falls off his chair. Babe's walking down the street in Mandrake Falls and stops outside Deeds' pizzeria, then goes inside. Jan sees her as she's clearing a table.
Oh, hi. You must be Jan. My name is...
I know who you are. Wham Bam Dawson, a.k.a. Little Miss Slut Slut.
Okay. I deserve that.
Do you have any idea how much you hurt him? You're not getting anywhere near that boy.
I have to find him, and there's nothing you can do to stop me.
There's a lot I can do to stop you.
He needs to know how bad I feel, and that I would go to the end of the earth. I would do anything, anything to take back what I did to him.
I'm sorry. All I heard was blah, blah, blah. I'm a dirty tramp. Tell you what, you get by me, I'll tell you where he is.
She clicks the muscles in her neck.
Woo! Feeling crazy! Hey, come to mama.
Babe charges and Jan floors her.
Ow! I was a rodeo clown for 6 years. You're gonna have to step it up a notch, Shorty.
You mean like this?
She kicks her between the legs.
What were you kicking? I ain't got no balls, dummy.
No balls, Jan! Please put me down!
You got it!
Jan picks up a pizza slicer.
Don't tell me where Deeds is!
Bring your bony ass over here! How would I cut you into 8 slices of bitcheroni?
God, no!
Babe throws some dough at Jan, which sticks to her face, and runs and kicks her in the chest, sending her flying backwards into a table.
Are you all right?
Good kick, honey. Good kick.
Deeds is delivering a pizza.
Crazy eyes.
He looks through a porthole in the door.
Oh. All right.
Go.
Peanut butter and gumballs, nice combo. Don't worry about what happened. Time heals all things. Except these crazy eyes.
Well, it's good to be home, I know that much.
I wasn't talking to you, Deeds. I was talking to that squirrel over there.
Oh.
It's a goat.
Although it is a shame about that cedar fella tearing apart your uncle's company and firing all those nice people.
Where'd you hear that?
Well, I watch the stock market channel all the time. I just watch because I suspect that Anchorman of being an evil leprechaun.
Babe's walking through snow in the woods.
There it is. Okay.
Suddenly, she falls through some ice. She can't climb out and sinks under. Deeds is cycling nearby. He stops and looks around. He rides as fast as he can through the woods.
Oh my God! Babe!
He stands in front of Babe and looks down at her in the hole.
Where do you got the camera hidden? In the woods?
No camera. It's so cold.
You gonna get mugged in there too?
I'm so sorry. I really love you.
She disappears under the water.
Hey. Hey!
Deeds runs over to the hole and peers into it. The ice nearly breaks beneath him, and he looks around desperately. He clears some snow away.
I'm coming!
She's under the ice.
Go down!
Go down!
Here comes the Blackfoot!
He smashes it through the ice.
I know it's gross, but grab it!
He pulls her up.
I know. Come here. You okay?
Thanks.
They look at each other.
You didn't really fall out of an apple tree, did you?
No. But I really love you.
I don't even know who you are.
I'm sorry.
Nighttime in New York, and Babe sitting on her own at a bar looking miserable while the snow falls down outside. Marty's in the same place, hiding behind a pillar. He gathers his nerve and carries 2 drinks over to her.
I am so sorry.
She throws them both over him and he leaves.
A company in tatters. Preston Blake's great legacy gone to the highest bidder. The shocking announcement from Chuck Cedar today confirmed that Blake Media will be stripped down and sold off piece by piece. The only man who could stand up to Mr. Cedar and save the company, Longfellow Deeds, has apparently given up his voting rights and left the city. The sale is expected to pass with unanimous consent at the annual stockholders meeting here in New York tomorrow afternoon. Sources indicate that virtually all of Blake's 50,000 employees are likely to lose their jobs. Hey, wait a minute. I'm a Blake employee.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is that this divestiture will result in every shareholder, all of you and myself included, getting a substantial premium for our shares. But before we vote, the company bylaws require me to open the floor to shareholders for statements either for or against this buyout plan. Does anyone wish to make a statement?
Dismantling this company would be an insult to a great man.
Oh, you scared me.
It is an unspeakable outrage, and it cannot be allowed to happen.
He disappears again.
Excuse me. I got a statement.
Longfellow Deeds, unfortunately, since you sold me your 300 million shares, you have no right to speak at this meeting.
Well, unfortunately for you, I bought one share of Blake Media this morning. You told me every stockholder has a say in this company, even the little guy.
You got 2 minutes, Deeds, but just remember, I now control 49% of this company, so you're going to have to persuade just about everyone else to start hating money.
He walks up to the podium.
Hello, everybody. I'm Deeds. For a little while, I was a big part of this company. I was wicked, rich, and powerful. Now, being rich and powerful isn't a bad thing. Looks like the Monopoly guy over there is pretty darn psyched about it. But the problem is, what can happen when you decide that you would do absolutely anything to become rich and powerful?
I don't know who licked the red off your lollipop today, son, but you are preaching to the wrong choir.
All I'm saying is, when you were kids, did you dream about becoming a savvy investor one day? Who would think with his wallet instead of his heart? Come on, I know I didn't. I wanted to be a fireman. I wanted to be the guy everybody called on if they were in trouble. I wanted to help people. And yeah, I wanted to slide down those wicked awesome poles. But money, that was the last thing I thought about. What about you, sir? Did you want to be a fireman?
No, I did not. Truth be told, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Cool. Why would you want to do that?
I wanted to help sick animals.
And what do you do now?
I own a chain of slaughterhouses.
Okay, you kind of went the other way on that one, didn't you? Okay. In the back, come on. Tell me what you wanted to be.
I wanted to be a magician.
And what do you do now?
I operate a pornographic website.
That makes people happy also, I guess, but kind of in a grosser way. Who else?
I wanted to be a senator.
I wanted to be a florist.
International house pancake.
I wanted to be a man!
Jan.
Oh, that explains a lot.
I wanted to be a ping pong champion.
Cecil.
But you're not those things you wanted to be, are you? Everybody made a compromise, then another compromise, and now you're about to put 50,000 people out of work just to make a quick buck? Come on. I bet if we ran into the sixth grade versions of ourselves right now, they would kick our asses all over the place and put bubble gum in our hair for even thinking about doing this.
He's right. I would have beat my greedy ass red.
I would have thrown myself off the merry-go-round.
I would have tied myself naked to a chair and burned myself with lit cigarettes.
Did anybody here dream about becoming a psychiatrist? Just kidding, pal. There's still hope for the kids inside of all of us. Please, don't break up my uncle's company. I always wanted to do that.
Chuck takes the microphone again.
Well, it was very touching, Deeds. It appears this divestiture has been defeated. Unless I'm forgetting something. My 300 million votes plus the 5 million votes I control is proxy for the foreign investors. So which way should I vote my 51%? I vote aye. 305 million times. The ayes have it. And Blake Media is no more.
Not so fast, Chuck. Too bad for you. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a good reporter.
Miss Bennett, I wasn't aware that you were a stockholder.
There's a couple things you're not aware of. Like how to tweeze your eyebrows, for instance. Also, when Deeds gave away his fortune, he gave away something that wasn't his.
What are you talking about?
I have here the diary of Preston Blake. I stole it and read it. Please don't be mad at me. I did it for good reasons, I promise. I would like to read a passage from Mr. Blake's diary, dated April 12th, 1957. I am a volcano of lust. I've gotten
this far in business by following my heart, and I must follow it now in love. If she just gives me a sign, an opening.
Want me to wipe the leaves on your ficus tree, Mr. Blake?
You can call me Preston.
Want me to wipe the leaves on your ficus tree, Preston?
Yes. Yes.
Yes!
Who was this mystery woman? I have here the Blake Media Ledger sign-in book from April 1957. On the night of the 12th, there was only one woman working on Preston Blake's floor. Sadly, 9 months later, she died giving birth to a son. A son born January 23rd, 1958.
That is my birthday.
To a Miss Consuela Lopez.
That is my mother.
And the rightful heir to $40 billion.
That is my money.
A simple DNA test will show that Emilio Lopez is the majority stockholder to Blake Media.
That is my money.
That's no money.
That is my money.
Way to go, Emilio.
I will do good things for everyone. Free flamenco lessons for all.
People, please.
That is my money.
Don't be misled. These are old lies.
Mr. Cedar, you are fired.
You can't fire me! I'm in control! Get your hands off me! I'm just scared!
At the lake, when you saved my life, which I never got a chance to properly thank you for...
You're welcome.
You said that you didn't know who I was, and it made me realize I don't know who I am. So I started working on it, and here's what I got so far. My name is Babe Bennett. I grew up in Syosset, Long Island. I have brown eyes, and I don't know what my natural hair color is anymore. When I was in fifth grade, I got a crush on Walter Cronkite, and I really did have that Holly Hobby notebook I was telling you about. I love Bruce Springsteen, Almond Roca, and Abbott and Costello movies. I don't like licorice or my ankles. More importantly, I know that I messed up real bad, and I'd be willing to spend the rest of my life begging you to give me another chance, because I am so deeply in love with you. And I know that it's definitely that forever kind of love that...
You're crazy. You have beautiful ankles.
They kiss passionately.
Let's go home.
You're fired. You? Oh, you, sir. You are definitely fired.
I'd like to stay. I think I can really do some good if I just got another chance.
Deeds nods at Emilio.
Not fired. But tomorrow morning, you let me change your socks.
Okay.
And you, long, long, long fellow, you are the one who made all this possible with your beautiful words and your beautiful spirit, and Miss Bennett with her beautiful research. How can I thank you?
All I want is your friendship, Emilio. You're a good man. I'll miss you.
Deeds. How about $1 billion?
All right.
Done.
Deeds and Babe walk out with their arms round each other. Back at the pizzeria.
Holy jeez! I can't believe it!
What's that, Daisy?
It's a letter from Hallmark. They're actually gonna buy one of my cards.
Oh my gosh, which one?
The one I wrote for you, do you remember it?
Do I remember? Hard to breathe, feels like floating.
So full of love, my heart's exploding.
Mouth is dry, hands are shaking.
My heart is yours, for the taking.
Acting weird, not myself.
Dancing around like the Keebler elf.
Finally time for this poor schlub.
know how it feels to fall in love.
I'm so proud of you.
They kiss. Outside, the street's full of red sports cars.
Can you believe Deed bought us all these?
Even Crazy Eyes has got one.
Damn, these things are fast.
Which he drives straight into a tree.
I'm okay! I'm okay!
But people keep repeating that my love opened the door. That my love opened the door to your heart.
My love opened the door. My love opened the door.
When everything feels all over, everybody seems unkind. I give you a four-leaf clover. Take all worry out of your mind. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart.
My love open the door.
To your heart.
My love open the door.
I got the only key to your heart. I can stop you.